You're tuned in to RBLR, the home of Tampa Bay's Rebeller Sports.
4 seconds left.
Lightning hockey is back, Matt. It is officially game day here. We're recording on September 22nd. Preseason game number one is getting underway just about 30 minutes from when we are recording this. I could not be more excited to have Lightning hockey back and ready to go. Matt, how you doing today, my friend?
How could I get any better, Jakey? You're coming in with some energy. Again, like you're saying, Lightning hockey is back. It really did sneak up on me. Like, you know, it felt like the longest offseason in the world these past couple have, but man, it snuck up on me. I guess football has kept me, you know, pretty quenched for a while now, but man, it is here and I'm fully ready for it. I hope to keep the same energy you have this whole show, Jake.
Oh, you know, I'm going to keep this energy all year long. I'm really looking forward to this. Like you said, it's been a long off season, and I'm ready to go for some Lightning hockey. So welcome, everybody, in another episode here on RBR Lightning. By the way, this one is being recorded. We'll be back live with you soon, though, so make sure you follow us on social media at RBR Sports, at RBR Lightning, so you don't miss out on those live episodes. You can join the conversation with us right here as well. But, Matt, a couple of things to talk about when it comes to looking forward to the Lightning season here. Of course, we got the preseason coming up. We talked about on last week's episode, how are we going to watch Lightning games this year? It's very different. We had a little bit of news. We weren't really sure, though. Well, sure and behold, Matt, I think the Lightning were listening to the podcast because the next day they announced all the details on how you're going to be able to watch Lightning games. So I want to talk about that a little bit. I'll run down really quick just of the overview, and then we'll kind of get into it a little bit here. But so here's how it works. For those that don't know, I got it pulled over here to my right here. So the Lightning are going to have a lot of different ways you can watch games, which is fantastic. We talked about the free over-the-air stuff where you have a traditional TV antenna. Yes, even a TV antenna ears. You can watch games for free, no problem. You will also be able to stream Lightning games on the Lightning app or on their website, which I believe is tampabaylightning.com/watch. That'll be a paid streaming service for $66 for the entire season. So it's about $1 a game, which is fantastic. That's a great price per game if you're looking at it that way. You'll be able to do that. Now, that will only be available to certain zip codes. And they have all of these listed on, if you go to tampabaylightning.com/watch, or how to watch, I think it is, you can find out exactly how to see all these different games. They will also have cable providers. So, for example, DirecTV, I see Charter on here, Frontier, Summit Broadband, I don't even know what that is, and Advanced Cable. All of those will carry the spot, which is the channel name that is carrying all the Lightning games. Are you staying with me?
There's I'm with you.
Information here, right? Holy cow. The channels vary depending on the service provider. The one thing that's missing, and the one thing that does bother me a little bit, and I'm hoping this is going to change because they did say they're still working on this, but there is no the channel is not on YouTube TV, Hulu Live TV, DirecTV Stream, all those big streaming providers. They are not carrying this channel as of today, as of this recording. Again, my hope is that they're going to, because a lot of people have those streaming services nowadays, and that's going to be the easiest way for them just to get Lightning games. Now, this is a free over-the-air, again, channel, so I would like to think they'd be able to get these deals done. I will say, depending on what you have, I know for YouTube TV, for myself, you can go on their feedback section and request a channel. So I highly recommend, if you have YouTube TV or any of those other ones that don't have it, go request that they go and find a way to get, again, the channel is called The Spot, Tampa Bay 66. That channel. The more people that request that, the more likely this is to get done sooner. So highly recommend, again, YouTube TV. If you just go to your feed, you can search YouTube TV feedback. You'll find that spot and you can request that they get this channel for you in the near future here. So Matt, I want to stop talking because I've talked a lot here, but that's the general overview for this entire streaming setup for the Lightning this year. I'm excited. I'm hoping we get those streaming services soon. And then it would be a pretty darn near perfect system. Oh, one last thing. By the way, if you're not in any of those zip codes that the Lightning have for to be able to watch games, you'll be able to watch them for out of market on ESPN Plus.
All right. I don't even have YouTube TV or anything like that. Like, I'm in a proper zip code that I can just use the app proper for. And, yeah, the correct zip code.
Fair
enough. But even still, I'll put my two cents in for the support. The more eyes on Lightning hockey, the better. And if we didn't have enough reasons to hate the Panthers as is, they really did screw up a lot of the regions for Florida on viewing these Lightning games. So it's just another reason to hate the Panthers. I know with the year after, you know, the Lightning reform, they came in. Phil Esposito was none too happy about where they drew that dividing line. And you're tasting the short end of the stick of that right now, Jake. So I feel for you. I feel for you. But there's going to be some growing pains with any new streaming service. Even when we first, you know, when Fox Sports became Bally, and then what was it? FanDuel. Like, there were some growing pains for pretty much the entire tenure of it. This first year, or even just a part of this year, might be a little difficult for now, but you know, I'll have some patience. I'll work through some of the bugs. I guarantee there will be some, but we are on the right path forward. So that is a good thing to hear. But, and again, I just couldn't be more grateful to get out of that, you know, Bally, FanDuel network, whatever it ended up being. Just work with them for a little bit. I'll be patient for a little bit.
I'm glad you said that, because I 100% agree. This is not going to be perfect right away. Nothing ever is. But I think there's a lot of good potential here. Again, free over the air. On cable, they have their own streaming service. And by the way, that app, which is normally like on Apple or on your iOS device or Android device, you can just download the Lightning app. You can do the same thing now on Apple TV or Fire Stick, something like that, and be able to watch those games. That's another easy way to watch these Lightning games. So all of that is very, very good. Again, my only nitpick right now is for them to get on things like YouTube TV, Hulu TV, all that fun stuff, which I do assume they will eventually. I can't imagine that they won't have that. But by the way, you mentioned all the different places. There's a lot of places that you can watch Lightning games. You can do it in Tampa Bay, obviously, Orlando, Gainesville, Pensacola, Tallahassee, Panama City, Jacksonville. So a lot of the northern part of Florida, you will be able to watch Lightning games. There's a lot of good there. And again, if you're out of market, ESPN Plus is probably going to be your way to go. I don't know if somebody has a streaming subscription for the Lightning in Tampa and you sign into their account, but you're not in one of the normal zip codes. Like if you're traveling, for example, I don't know how that's going to work. I'm curious to find out. I'll let you guys know, because I more than likely have the streaming service myself. But my hope is that even if you're on vacation somewhere else out of the state, if you have a subscription bought from the Tampa area, you would still be able to watch those games. That would make the most sense. But we'll find out more as we go on here.
This would be a great spot for a VPN to sponsor us, you know, if anybody's listening.
Right? Yeah, throw a VPN in there. You can watch the game from anywhere. So, again, I'm probably going to have that exact situation. I'll let you guys know when I find out how it works. There's going to be some growing pains here. But and, hey, this is one of the first times we're actually able to watch preseason hockey just, like, on cable. That's not normal. It's very, very difficult to watch preseason games often. So let's get into some of that, Matt, because I know we got the game coming up here for ourselves very shortly, and I want to be watching. Let's talk about this preseason. So very often as it is for the Lightning, we kind of know what the roster is going to look like going into the regular season. There's not much that's going to change. There's not a lot of roster spots up for grabs. There is maybe one or two, though, when you look at for example, Nick Paul, who we found out is injured, is going to miss the start of the season, which is a bummer. They try, you know, Matt, tell me if you've heard this before. Nick Paul had an injury. They didn't want to do surgery. They tried to wait, but they've now realized that they needed to do surgery. He's going to miss the start of the season. This is literally deja vu for the Lightning. This has happened. Who was it that had this exact situation? I'm trying to remember.
That's was a great question.
I think it might have been Vassy. I can't remember, but I can promise you it happened before. So Nick Paul is going to be out for the start of the season, and we're going to be watching in this preseason who could step up and take his spot.
And there's a couple good options. I guess one thing, you know, how long is he expected to miss? Do you know off the top of your head? It's only a couple weeks.
Top of my head, no, but let me find it for you while you're talking.
Let's just ballpark it and say a couple of weeks. So you will be going into the regular season without Nick Paul, and it's not, you know, an extreme loss, but at the same time, it's a, you know, 20, 25 goal scorer guy. He's a November. Okay. You know, that's serviceable, the month of October or so, and a little bit into it. But again, if there's one thing this team has a plethora of, it is center depth. I'm not even sure if Nick Paul was slotted in as a center or anything. So it's not like you really have to scramble and fill that spot. Again, it will suck. You've got a top six guy or arguably middle six guy that's going to be out for a month or so. But again, this gives – I'm glad that's happening early in the season. You know, it gives an opportunity while John Cooper still has the blender out to see if, you know, X person fills this spot really good or even just, you know, shows a couple of flashes of brilliance or something. It gives guys opportunity to make their mark in the NHL, even if it is for just a little bit. I'm glad it's being done early in the season when lines are constantly moving around. Again, the blender is out and about early in the season. Sucks. I'd rather have Nick Paul in the lineup than not, but it's not like we're losing Cooch or Point or Vazzy or Hedman or something like that.
By the way, there was some concerns for Vasilevsky because he was missing a couple of practices. He seems to be fine. He should be good to go for the regular season, so not really worries there. But you're right, Matt. And, you know, it's not going to be too terribly long. There's a couple of players that could step up. We'll see in the preseason here. I believe the one guy a lot of people are looking at is Jack Finley. He's been in some of the lines early practice days here as we start the preseason. But, again, you know, who steps up? Who has a really good preseason? That'll determine who maybe gets that extra roster spot. But for the most part, we kind of don't know what to expect going into this. We'll see how some of these guys perform and can maybe make a difficult decision for the coaches here. We've seen that before as well. So I'm excited to see what players really step up here in this preseason.
Now, good problem to have, Jake. I'm sorry to cut you off. Is there anybody maybe playing in tonight's game or might be playing in some of these future games that you think, other than Finley, I know that's the name you went to, but I'm thinking maybe a Dylan Duke or something, or even Mitchell Chafee. I don't even know if he's slotted in for like the opening night lineup. I know he was kind of got on the coach's bad side, it seemed, a little bit last year, but I'm still a Chafee believer.
Well, Chafee's also another one. There could be like that 13th forward that we could see, you know, have a roster spot, and that could be kind of Chafee's role there. You mentioned Dylan Duke. That's another good name that could potentially make an impact right away. Let me pull up quickly here the lines that we're going to have for the first night's game, and I will tell you exactly who I think could make an impact. Now, I will say any of the guys that we saw in the rookie prospect showcase, very unlikely to be in the preseason for very long. They'll probably get cut very early, not because they're not good, just because they're rookie prospects. That's going to take some time for them to get up here. So we do have Chafee in tonight's game, by the way. Duke, Finley, Gauthier, he's a possible one that could be in there. Kachuk, he was with us for a long time and has a little bit of experience there, so he's another one. Those are the names that are jumping off the page to me here. I believe I don't know how to say his name. He made an impact in the rookie showcase. But again, I think he'll get cut kind of earlier. But I would probably say Kachuk, Finley, Duke, and Chafee are the ones that are jumping off the page to me here.
All right. And another thing that I kind of forgot about, I'm still in that oh yeah season that, you know, we got this guy and still with other teams too, but Jacob Pelletier as well. He's a guy – you know, low risk, high reward kind of guy that we were talking about. It's crazy that that's still our biggest offseason acquisition, but still, he could make an impact. This could be, you know, the preseason could be a great opportunity for him. I'm still upset. The preseason is such a little bit of a liar showcase. Remember how good Vladimir Mesnikov looked a couple of years ago? Hat trick here, you know, looked like a mini Nikita Kucherov. And then he just kind of existed for us for most of that season. But anyway, I'm hoping for a big preseason and hopefully a little bit of a good NHL season for Jacob Pelletier. He's probably the guy I have slotted at.
He is definitely a guy to watch this preseason because he's that on the fence guy that could definitely be in the main roster. And if he has a good preseason, who knows? So that's the hope. But you are right also to temper your expectations, right? We saw what Nemestikov did in the preseason. So I unfortunately just never know. You can make all the good predictions you want, but you really don't know until the puck drops in the regular season. By the way, Johansson is in net tonight for the Lightning. Lilleberg and Moser are also on the ice. They are on the Duke side of things, obviously. So there will be some NHL talent on the ice for this first preseason game. Vasilevsky not playing tonight.
I wonder if they're going to rotate the goalies halfway through or something. You know how they do that sometimes?
I would imagine they will, especially in preseason here. And for those that don't know what Matt's talking about, is you literally play half the game where you will play the first period and then 10 minutes in the second period, they will swap goalies. Now, mm-hmm. I don't think it'll be like they do in the prospect showcase where they literally just stop the game. I think it'll be more like next whistle, then they'll switch goalies. But that does happen a lot, so I would not be surprised.
And let me ask you a quick question too, Jake. This was a bit of a point of contention last year in the preseason. I loved every bit of it, but I forget who it was, but somebody took – it wasn't a dirty hit or anything, but somebody hit Victor Hedman, knocked him on his butt, and Connor Geeky, of all people, came in and started fighting. It was a scrappy preseason last year. Again, later into the preseason where a lot of the cuts have been made, but what are your thoughts on fighting in the preseason?
I love it. I mean, we had a fight first NHL game back in the Dallas Stars game, and it got everybody excited. Well, you know, it's how you make a name for yourself sometimes. Like, that's – Geeky got a lot of attention when he did that and stepped up. By the way, that was against the Florida Panthers. Shocker. You know, you don't want anybody to get hurt, obviously. That is – there's nothing worse than playing in a preseason game and having a guy get injured – and then being out for an extended period of time, because the regular season is, at the end of the day, what matters. But you also want your guys to get going and get ready. So I think there's kind of a fine line for this, Matt, where it's like you want the guys to be energetic, throwing maybe a couple of hits, throw some fights in here, but don't go too crazy where you're going to get yourself hurt or suspended or something like that. I think what Geeky did last time was great. You know, he was physical and he got into a fight, but it wasn't anything over the top or like that. So I'm fine with it. Just don't go too far with it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I get that. What was it last night? Gabe Landeskog, who reluctantly I do like. I'm not a fan of the Avalanche, but I do like Gabe Landeskog. Don't tell Eureka. he fought and he stood up for Cale Makar, which is weird that they're all playing in these early preseason games. But regardless, that's besides the point. Gabe Landeskog fought for Cale Makar. He took a little bit of a hit up high. It wasn't anything dirty or malicious, I thought. And last year, the whole point of contention was it was a clean hit on Victor Hedman. I can't argue. But at the same time, hey, that's your captain, you know, and Connor Geeky for his first year in the league, standing up for your soon-to-be, not even his captain yet. Like, I thought it was very commendable of him. And everybody was like, why are you fighting over clean hits? Why are you fighting over clean hits? Dude, you're sticking up for your captain no matter what. It's great to see from a young guy. Any bit of fighting in the league is a warm welcome by me. Again, it's a bit of a dying trait, so the more we can get, the better. I don't care if it's fighting over trash talk. If it's fighting over a clean hit, I love seeing it. Again, like you're saying, don't go overboard. Don't get injured. Don't break your fist on someone's face or something. But at the same time, the more of it we get, I'm happy.
I'm excited. There's going to be a lot of fun looking at these preseason games, seeing what's going to happen for the Lightning, who's going to really step up, and going for that last roster spot. I will say, too, Matt, we got to see from Media Day some of the players speaking to the media and talking to guys, and there was a lot of sentiment from the Lightning guys saying, listen, it's been bad the last couple of years. They really haven't gotten it done what we need to do in these early exits in the first round of the postseason. And they said, let's go. You know, we need to be better. This is a good group and we've got to play better, which, you know, I look at two ways, Matt. I'm curious on your opinion here, because on one hand, I love what these guys are saying. They're like, hey, let's go. We got a good group here. We're not playing our best hockey and that's not the way things should be. But also, you can run your mouth all you want until you see the results on the ice. None of that matters. But at the very least, to me, I would say I'm happy to hear that they're saying that.
Yeah, at least they're like owning up to it, not spewing, you know, the general hockey jargon. Like, at least they're saying, like, yeah, we underperformed. Like, yeah, it could have been better. You know, you could completely pull up with a loser's mentality, which I hate. Like, oh, we lost to the Stanley Cup champions, which I hate that mentality. It's not an athlete's mentality. I'm glad they're not saying that. I think it'd be a little ridiculous if they did. But at least they're being real about it, too. And not, again, not just giving you the, oh, I got to get pucks in deep this time, get pucks in a little bit deeper this time, and heavy forecheck. Like, they're giving you genuine answers. So I can commend them for that.
Yeah, there's no question. listen, it's going to be a long season, a long way to go to see how things play out till we get to that point. But nonetheless, I'm excited. I'm ready to go here, even if there are going to be ads still on the Lightning jerseys. It's what it is. What it is. I have to mention that every single time. It's, but hey, Matt, you know what this means? It's preseason hockey. Hockey is officially back. That means it's time to gear up, and you can head over to shop.rblrsports.com and check out the awesome Team Inspire merch that we have for you guys here. Again, shop.rblrsports.com. You can use code BOLTS to get 10% off your order. Don't just stock up on Lightning gear, though, too. Buck season officially underway. Rays coming to a close here, but always a good time to get your gear right now. All the Team Inspire merch over there. Check it out. Shop.rblrsports.com supports us. We really appreciate it, and you get an awesome t-shirt out of it as well. Links, as always, are in the description. So, Matt, any last thoughts here before we get ready to watch this first preseason game for the Lightning? I'm so excited and ready to go. I will say we are playing, by the way, for those that don't know, back-to-back games here, tonight against Carolina, tomorrow against the Panthers, both on the road, and then they're back home at Amalie for back-to-back games again. Why we're doing all these back-to-back games in the preseason is beyond me, but whatever, it is what it is.
I have to imagine that there's going to be some rotation. It's not going to be the same group of guys tonight as it's going to be tomorrow. You might get some more regulars or a completely different group, who knows. But Vazzy's good to go, right? I can't imagine he's playing in any of these early games, but
he'll more than likely play later on in the preseason. Mm-hmm. But he should be fine. Yes, I don't know when his first game will be, but Johansson's okay in tonight, so.
Yeah, yeah. But he's not, like, on the mend or anything. Like, God forbid, every goalie goes down, he'd be able to play. Okay. Yeah, I'd have to imagine that. It's going to be a vastly different group tomorrow. Yeah, it sucks back-to-back with travel, but these games are, air quote, meaningless. So I'm not super upset about it. Curious to see.
They better win. I'll be disappointed if we don't win.
Of course, during the 3-hour watch, I'll be at the edge of my seat pretending like it's a real game. I'll be invested like it's a real game. But if
we
lose, you're like,
too, you know, yeah, we got to get that fan energy flowing. This is preseason for us.
good point. No, again, just really intrigued to see who does what tonight, what all these young guys looking to make a name for themselves can do, and again, whoever might be playing tomorrow night and coming forth. Curious to see what these cuts are in the coming days and weeks as well. So, hoping for big performances from my guy Peltier, and of course the other regulars in the lineup. Would love to see a big, big hit from, what is his name? Lilleberg. I don't know why I blanked on that. And I'd also love to see a big preseason from Moser. When he came back, it was just a bit underwhelming when he came back from injury. I get it was a pretty tough injury. He was out for a while, but he was just kind of a guy out there. So hopefully with, a fresh start, he can refine his groove. Because when he first came to this team, I loved J.J. Moser. I thought he was like top three defenseman on this team. So hopefully a fresh start and getting your reps in early, get him warmed up pretty good and ready for the season.
I went off
on a bit of a tangent.
I love it, Matt. It's a new year. It's time for lots of more tangents throughout this season. I'm really excited to bring it to all you guys. Again, don't forget to follow us on social media at RBR Sports, at RBR Lightning. You can also like and subscribe right here on YouTube if you're watching there or wherever you get your podcast. Don't forget that share button, ring that bell for notifications, all that great fun stuff. Really appreciate when you guys tune in with us. It means a lot, helps us out a lot. So with that said, let's go Bolts. We got Lightning hockey on the horizon here. We are underway at the season. And with that said, we'll talk to you guys in the next one. Go Bolts.
Thank you for tuning into this presentation by RBLR Sports. On your way out of the stadium, please remember to like and subscribe.